Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got Van Halen bringing us in. We're glad you're here. Brett Wilder is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Brett is a certified financial planner with over 40 years of professional experience in, as a personal and business financial planner. And he is a fee-only financial planner, which means he doesn't take commissions. You've heard us talk about that before on the show, that there are different kinds of financial planners. Some get commissions on the products that they provide you with, and some of them just recommend products and only take fees from you, no commissions at all. Two different, completely different ways of looking at the financial planning business model. He's also the author of the new book, The Quiet Millionaire, A Guide to Accumulating and Keeping Your Wealth. Brett Wilder, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. The Quiet Millionaire is a very interesting title and very appropriate title for small business owners, Brett, because so many small business owners just go to work every day and they plod along. They don't get any headlines. They just do their job, serving customers, taking care of their employees, serving their communities, giving back to their communities, and then one day their business may be worth some money, but more than likely the real estate they bought 30 years before is worth more than the business is.
Well, that could be the case, and you're right about you just defined exactly the quiet millionaire concept, because whether you're a business owner or anybody else, there are thousands of people that are very quietly accumulate wealth, and you do hear about the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts, the noisy ones, Donald Trump.
Yep.
But you don't hear about all these very special people that quietly go about doing what needs to be done every single day. And you hit another thing also, in that they very often tend to give back and help others have meaningful lives.
One of the things I've learned, Brett, I've interviewed many, many highly successful small business owners, and at all levels of scale. And one thing that comes out every single time without me asking, it just comes out in the conversation that these are people who consider giving back to the community one of their business's best practices.
That's absolutely right. And that comes
not just the right thing to do, which is why they started doing it, but then they learn that it actually becomes a best practice.
That's right, and it feels good. To give feels good, and I see it being done by business owners in a way that definitely is not self-serving, but really just from the heart, and they
yes,
really want to do it.
Absolutely, and thank God. That's another reason why, Brett, that I thank God every day for small business owners. I don't even want to know what the world would look like without small business owners. Now, here's the challenge, though, Brett. It's a big one for us. I used this analogy before you got here earlier in the hour. I said a small business is like a teenager. It always wants money. You make money and you clear a little money, you make a little profit, you accumulate a little bit, and you say, okay, now I can stick this in a 401k, or I can do whatever I want to do with this or whatever. And then your business says, hey, Daddy, I want some more money. I need this. I need that. Everybody else has this, and I need that. I can't be popular if I don't have this stuff. And so you wind up sticking it back in the business. Or you have this incredible conundrum, this challenge of, what do I do with it? Do I give it to myself? Do I give it to my business? And in the early days, especially when your business really needs the cash, that's what you typically do.
Well, that's a very important ingredient, and that's one of the what I call the five biggest challenges for business owners, is managing your cash flow. Because you can have a business that is very profitable, but cash is king, and while it could be operating profitably, you could really be going bankrupt at the same time.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't get that. And of course, my audience knows, I've been telling them about this for over 10 years, that you can literally succeed yourself out of business.
That's right, and you've got, that's why a business plan is important, because if it's not going to work on paper, a written business plan is really the basis for everything, and people don't do that, and that's why, well, you know, one of the things, as you probably know very well, that 50% of all businesses fail in their first year and 95% fail in the first 5 years. That's a high statistic, and a lot of it has to do with what we're talking about here, not managing cash flow.
Let's talk about some of the traits, what you call traits of a successful quiet millionaire. We defined what a quiet millionaire is: a small business owner who just shows up every day, no flash, not a lot of flash. They just keep doing a good work for themselves, for their customers, for their employees, for all the stakeholders, the communities. But what are the traits of those guys, those folks?
Well, first of all, you've got to believe in yourself and not be influenced by critics, because a lot of times critics are saying things to you. And if you've done your planning properly, if you've set your course and you know your destination and you've done the planning properly, you can have doubters and critics and basically you've got to stay on your course. So that's one of the things, having a discernment towards critics. Another one is to have integrity, first of all. That's very important. If you don't have integrity and moral values, it's going to show up somewhere along the line. You might be successful for a while, but in the end, it's going to catch up with you, because you need people to trust you and believe in you, and that really comes through by having good integrity.
When you see a company where the employee tenure is very low, the time on the job is very low, relatively speaking, even if there are one or two people who seem to always stay, if you have a lot of turnover in a lot of the jobs, it's probably a pretty good chance that there's an integrity deficit in that company.
No question about it. Again, here it is. You got to treat your people that are working for you fairly. If you hire and retain the right people, that's a real key, because employees can really make or break your business. So what I say is hire tough in order to manage easy, and be
right.
Sure not to hire too fast or to fire too slowly.
Right, absolutely. What's another trait?
Another trait would be creative intelligence. In other words, you've got to be thinking ahead of the curve. You've got to really know what it is in your product or service that is different. And you've got to be creative about that. And you can't just be following the crowd. You sort of got to be leading the crowd and be ahead of the curve.
All this is in the book, The Quiet Millionaire. But there's more, folks. Yes, there's more to come after these messages. Especially, we're going to get into the financial planning part. How do you plan financially for your business, but also for its owner? How do you pay yourself long-term? It's not easy. Brett knows the answer, and he'll share it with us right after these messages. Here's ZZ Top to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can find all the things we do, the show, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the blog, the newsletter, lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget, you can either stream or podcast all of the interviews that we do here, over 1,000 every year, on all the topics known to small business and some that are unknown. And our second site is askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now, askjim.biz. Brett Wilder is our guest. He's about to become a member of our Brain Trust, and he's halfway through the opening part of that, and he is a financial planner, a fee-only financial planner. It's important to point that out. And he's the author of the new book, The Quiet Millionaire, A Guide to Accumulating and Keeping Your Wealth. Brett, give us your website, please.
The book's website is quietmillionaire.com, and it has a lot of free worksheets that are helpful to people to help gather their information. And also they can go and if they'd like to purchase the book through that website, quietmillionaire.com.
Thank you for that, Brett. One of the things that as I was talking earlier, It's when the business has acquired some critical mass, and it's obviously kind of operating pretty well. The owner can leave a little bit, take a vacation, actually. You know, it gets to the point where there are enough shekels, you know, in the pile where you can put a little, you can put some over here for the business, feed the business, make the business happy, and there's still a couple of shekels left over here for the owner. But in the early days, Brett, as you know, and in the middle days, that business just wants to suck all your cash right back into it like a black hole. And you want to do that because you love your business. You want to feed it. You want to make it happy. You want it because it's what you built. You want the business to have the capital it needs. But you still need to be doing some financial planning early on, don't you?
Oh, that's right. In fact,
for yourself.
That's exactly right. And no matter which stage, there's four stages to business that are described in the book. And the first stage is the wonder stage. You wonder if and how you should start your business, and you really need to target your audience and your product and how you're going to attract people to the business. And that's the wonder stage, and there's a lot of places that people don't get off the ground even out of that stage.
But the owner's financial well-being is completely subordinated to the business.
That's right. I mean, it consumes you. I mean, there's no question about it. But then you get beyond from the wonder stage, you get to the blunder stage. That's where you're making costly operating expenses, and this is where the greatest risk is for survival because you're not adjusting and making the corrections in time. And very often that's something that really that's the second stage where people really fail at that particular point. And there's a lot of business strategies that I describe in the book to get beyond that. Then is the third stage, the thunder stage, and that's where things are really starting to hum and more things are being done right than wrong, and the business is on its way to real financial success. And this is where you should be spending more time working on the business as opposed to less time working in the business. Mm-hmm. So you get to the plunder
stage.
And
that's when you're starting to see where it's easier to put a few shekels over in your pile, taking it away from the business a little bit.
That's right. And then you get to the fourth stage, which is the plunder stage, and I mean that in a good way, where you're reaping the rewards of all your success. So the four stages, wonder, blunder, thunder, plunder.
I like those. Well, that's easy to understand. Folks, and I think everybody listening is in one of those categories. Everybody listening is in one of those four steps,
and you should be able
to identify which one you're in easily.
Yeah. And they overlap too. I mean, they're not separate and distinct. You can have yourself participating at these stages and overlapping.
Right, absolutely. And so, but the key, give us some tips, Brett, on how to, even regardless of what stage you're in, knowing when you can actually start doing some financial planning for yourself, for your personal account.
Well, running a business is tied in with your personal, and the three things you really need to do and coordinate it to is, number one, define your destination specifically, your goals and objectives, both for the business and personal. And then number two, comprehensively plan how you're going to get there. You've got to integrate your business planning along with your own personal planning. The two tie in together, cash flows and goals and objectives. And then number three, you've got to monitor your progress along the way, both for the business and the personal. Mm-hmm. You've always got to tie the two together.
One of the things that I think you can do early on, Brett, even when you can't necessarily fund a big, you know, a big retirement plan when your business is sucking the cash, you can buy your own real estate and rent it to your company. Those are early stage financial planning steps, aren't they?
Oh yes, very often part of the success for the business. I mean, you've always got to be thinking not only on the business operation, but how you can accumulate wealth and can keep your wealth. And very often doing it, you just suggested, could have some real tax benefits as well as appreciation.
Absolutely, no question about it. And again, that's back to where, how many times, Brett, have you seen mom and pop start a business 40, 30, 40 years later? The business may literally have played out, but the real estate they own made them rich.
Yeah, and that's right. And very often, you know, it's very interesting if you're really successful.
Go ahead.
You just described it. You got to be careful about the tax consequences down the road for your success.
That's why you need a financial planner, folks. And Brett Wilder is our guest. Brett, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called The Quiet Millionaire, available wherever books are sold. Brett, will you come back another day?
I would be delighted.
We'll do it again. Thanks for being here. Good job. Quick break, 29 after, right back with our good buddy Chester Elton.
I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.